Welcome to this deep dive. Today we're looking at the impact of artificial intelligence and machine learning on supply chain optimization, thinking ahead to 2025.
Yeah, we've got this really interesting article from Supply Chain and Forms. It really gets into how these technologies are changing the game for managing resources, moving goods.
All that essential stuff.
Exactly. And whether you're listening because, you know, you want to get a jump on where your industry is headed or maybe find ways to boost efficiency.
Or maybe you're just curious about tech.
Right. Could just be a fascination. Either way, you're in the right spot. We're going to unpack the key takeaways from the article.
Yeah, cut through the jargon, get to the core of it.
What you really need to know.
Okay, so the article starts by setting the scene right.
Mm-hmm.
Reminding us about the traditional ways we've optimized supply chains.
The old standbys.
Yeah. Lean manufacturing, your standard demand forecasting, inventory management.
Yeah.
The usual suspects. They've been important, obviously.
Absolutely crucial for a long time.
But the article points out, you know, some real limitations. They can be slow to react when the market suddenly shifts.
Uh-huh. Very reactive sometimes.
And they rely so heavily on past data.
Yeah.
Plus, let's be honest, human error can creep in.
That's a really key point. And now we're already seeing tech making waves, right? Even before we get deep into AML.
Yeah, definitely. We use IoT devices now for super precise tracking.
Yeah, knowing exactly where things are. And blockchain for secure transactions.
Adds that layer of trust.
And big data analytics, pulling insights from all that information we're collecting.
So this article positions AI and ML as the next big step, the next evolution.
Not just tweaking things, but a fundamental shift.
Exactly. So our mission today for this deep dive is to really get under the hood, understand how AI and ML are specifically set to revolutionize supply chain optimization by 2025.
We want to give you a clearer picture of the changes coming, and maybe more importantly, the opportunities opening up.
Okay, let's dive in. How is AI changing supply chain management right now? The article hits automation and efficiency hard first.
Yes, that's a huge one. The level of autonomy AI brings is pretty groundbreaking.
It really is. The article talks about AI algorithms basically managing tasks on their own. Tasks that used to need a lot of human oversight.
Like what specifically?
Well, process purchase orders automatically, scheduling complex shipments intelligently, even handling invoice management without intervention.
Wow. Okay.
And it's physical too. AI-driven robots, those AGVs, automated guided vehicles zipping around warehouses.
Right. The little smart carts.
Yeah. Sorting, packing, moving goods. Faster, more reliably.
It's not just about speed, though, is it? It's about fewer mistakes.
Exactly. Fewer errors, and it frees up the human teams for, you know, more strategic thinking.
Makes sense. Okay, what's next? The article mentions real-time data analysis.
Yes. This is where it gets really powerful. AI's ability, using predictive analytics, to spot potential disruptions as they might happen.
Like seeing trouble coming.
Kind of. It analyzes just tons of different data sources. Social media buzz, weather forecasts, economic indicators.
All sorts of things.
Everything. To get this, complete picture of risk. So businesses can be proactive, not just reactive.
Which minimizes downtime, right? Saves money, saves hassle.
Hugely. It builds resilience.
Yes, that resilience is key. Okay, the article also mentioned collaboration. How does AI help there?
Right. Think of AI as a smart connector. Linking up everyone in the chain, suppliers, manufacturers, retailers.
All on the same page.
On connected platforms, yeah. These intelligent systems manage the communication, the data sharing, all in real time.
So what does that actually achieve?
Better demand planning, for one. Hmm. Shorter lead times. Way more transparency across the whole system.
Which builds trust, I guess. It makes everything more agile.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Everyone can react faster because they know what's going on.
Okay, that makes sense. So that improved data flow, that collaboration.
Yeah.
It feeds right into machine learning, doesn't it, for the predictive side?
Absolutely. The article really emphasizes how crucial ML is becoming for predictive analytics by 2025, especially as supply chains get more complex.
We need better predictions than ever before.
And that starts with forecasting demand much more accurately. Traditional methods, as the article points out, often rely too much on just historical sales.
Yeah, looking backwards, maybe a bit of gut feeling.
Right. But ML algorithms, they can chew through massive amounts of real-time data, social media trends, economic signals, weather patterns, you name it.
So it's a much richer picture of what might happen.
Exactly. The article suggests this leads to way more precise demand forecasts, which means fewer stockouts, but also less wasted money tied up in excess inventory.
It's that sweet spot, moving from reactive to really proactive inventory management.
Definitely. And beyond just what people will buy, ML is also boosting risk management. Big time.
How so? What kind of risks?
Well, the article explains ML can analyze past disruptions. Maybe a supplier went bankrupt, or there were major shipping delays, or a natural disaster. It finds the subtle patterns in that historical data and then gets better at predicting future potential disruptions.
So it gives you a heads up?
Kind of, yeah. This foresight lets companies build much stronger contingency plans, makes the whole supply chain tougher, more resilient.
Less likely to break when something unexpected happens, and hopefully fewer financial losses.
That's the goal. It's shifting from crisis reaction to proactive preparation.
Smart. Okay, there was one more ML angle. Personalization. How does that fit in?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. ML analyzes customer data, buying habits,
to understand individuals better.
Right. So businesses can personalize product recommendations, figure out the most efficient delivery routes for specific areas, even predict when you might need to reorder something.
Wow. Okay. That's quite tailored.
It is. And the article argues this boosts customer satisfaction, builds loyalty, and gives companies a real edge.
A competitive advantage for sure. Okay, so we've talked theory, the how. What about real-world examples? Does the article give case studies?
It does. It looks at major retailers first. Some of the big names are already using AI analytics pretty effectively.
For what kinds of things?
Streamlining inventory, optimizing pricing on the fly, making their distribution network smarter.
And the results. What are they seeing?
Increased efficiency, cost savings, happier customers. And they're getting much better insights into what consumers actually want.
That's what working. Makes them more responsive.
Definitely. Then the article looks at the tech industry. No surprise, they were early adopters of ML.
You'd expect that. What are they doing with it?
Automating really complex internal stuff. Predicting when vital components might fail before they actually do.
Oh, predictive maintenance. Smart.
Yeah, and optimizing how they use resources. The key takeaway here, the article says, is that other industries can learn from tech's playbook.
Adapt those strategies, right? Apply them to their own challenges.
Exactly. It's about understanding the core ideas.
Okay. And logistics companies. AML must be huge for them.
Absolutely essential, the article argues, just to stay competitive now.
Makes perfect sense. All about efficiency for them.
Totally. Optimizing routes to cut fuel use and speed things up. Improving delivery accuracy.
Getting packages there faster and cheaper.
Right. Plus, using predictive analytics to anticipate shipping demand spikes, manage warehouses better.
Smoother operations overall.
Yeah. Better service, lower costs.
Yeah.
It's about, like the article says, future-proofing their business.
Okay, but it can't all be smooth sailing, right? There must be challenges, concerns.
Oh, for sure. The article definitely touches on that. Big data means big concerns about privacy and security.
Yeah, you're collecting so much information.
Exactly. So the need for really strong cybersecurity encryption, secure access, is paramount. And complying with rules like GDPR.
Keeping data safe, building trust. Critical.
And then there's a workforce impact.
Ah.
Automation. Well, it can displace jobs in traditional roles.
That's the worry, isn't it?
It is. But it also creates new jobs needing different skills, data analysis, ML expertise.
So a skills gap, potentially.
A growing one. The article stresses the need for training, upskilling programs.
To help people adapt, make the transition.
Yeah, so the workforce isn't left behind by these changes.
Okay, so wrapping things up, the big picture is clear. AI and ML are set to really reshape supply chains by 2025.
Fundamentally.
Yeah.
More efficiency, smarter decisions. Better customer experiences.
It's a massive shift. So we've covered a lot today, drawn from that supply chain informs piece. It really makes you think, doesn't it?
It does.
And maybe a final thought for you, the listener. Given how fast this is all moving, what are some of the really unexpected ways AI and ML might transform things? Not just supply chains, but maybe global commerce as a whole in the next few years.
Yeah, beyond what we've discussed,
yeah.
What other ripples might spread out? Something to ponder.
Definitely food for thought.
This has been our deep dive into AI, ML, and the future of supply chains based on that article from Supply Chain Informs. For more analysis and news, you can always check out supplychaininforms.com.